John chapter number 1 this morning. John and chapter number 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, that's exciting. Amen. Wow. Yes, sir. Hallelujah for that. Praise the Lord. Man. Borrowed a grave. Can I use that for about 3 days? Man, you borrowed a grave. Amen.
Yeah.
I only need this for a little while. Because I'm going to live for eternity. Amen. Jesus Christ, when he died, when he was going into death, people were being resurrected. They were coming out of the grave. His power of life. He was dying and people were coming alive. Then when he resurrected, when he came out of the grave, other people were coming out of the grave. His power of life, amen? His power of life was causing the dead to come out of the grave. That's a living hope. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Going to look a little bit at that this morning. This morning I want to preach this morning that light brings life. Light brings life. John chapter 1, let's all stand. John chapter 1, if you're not physically able to stand, that's all right. John chapter 1, verse number 1. John 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God this morning. We thank you for the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord, that you have already stirred our hearts. I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you would just have your blessing, God, your blessing upon this meeting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. I want you to know something, that in Jesus Christ is life. In Jesus Christ is life. Life can be given to you through Jesus Christ because He is light. Amen. My wife has a little plant in our house, and that little plant sits there in front of a window. But that window is in our living room, and it is right where my chair is, and it's a big, huge window, and we have curtains drawn for the most part. And as the curtains are drawn, it's something I noticed several months ago. As the curtains are closed up, there's little places of light there in that curtain where those curtains have come together. Little tiny slithers of light that are coming in. That plant that is sitting there in its pot, you know what it has been doing in the last few months? It has been growing and leaning towards just those little slithers of light. My wife said, "Oh my goodness, look at this thing. There was a few petals or a few leaves that were turning yellow on it." She opened up the window and allowed the plant to be in sunlight for several days, and that plant has had a turnaround. Amen. That plant is turning green. That plant is growing strong. It wants light so that it can have life. Amen. We are people of darkness. We have sin in our lives. We're born into sin, and we come to a certain age where we understand that we have done wrong and do wrong, and our wrongdoing, our sin, is against the Creator God. There are two characters in our text here. We find John the Baptist, and then we find the light. This light is Jesus Christ. Amen. It said that John was a man who would speak about the light, but Jesus is the light of the world. Now, we just came out of a season that is considered to be the season of light. Why is that? Amen. Why do people put lights all up on their roofs? Why do people put lights all over their gutters? Why do people drape lights all down their sidewalks and all kind of things? It is because it represents the light of the world. Christmas is the season of light because Jesus was born, or it is the celebration of His birth. He is the light of the world. Amen. Let's turn to John chapter number 8. John and chapter number 8. I want you to see this. John chapter number 8 and verse number 12. John 8 and verse number 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Light causes life. John chapter number 9. John chapter number 9. Verse number 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12, and let's look at verse number 35. John 12 and verse number 35. I want you to see and understand that this wasn't a pass-by statement. There was nothing that Jesus said that was just foolishness. There was nothing that Jesus spoke that was just to have a conversation. All of His words had purpose in them. He has said multiple times, I am light, and if you have light, you will have life. John 12 and verse number 35, Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. He preached a very short message here, saying that they needed to come to the light, that He was the light, and because He was the light, that they would become the children of light. Amen. You can have Jesus Christ as your light, and being the light, then you will have life. And to show you clearly, let's turn to Luke chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23, to show you clearly that Jesus Christ is light, that He was the light and is the light. Luke chapter 23 and verse number 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. Having said thus, He gave up the ghost. I want you to understand what's happening in this scene. Jesus Christ is on the cross. He is on the cross during a very bright part of the day. This is not an eclipse, because people have tried to dismiss it as some sort of eclipse, but it is not an eclipse because it was the wrong time of year for an eclipse to take place. Jesus Christ, as He is on the cross in suffering and agony, He is taking on your sin. He is taking on your filthiness. He is taking on your trespasses against God. And as He is doing that, what we know that is light is becoming darkness so that we could be saved. And now the light has dimmed out, and darkness would fail. Darkness was over the whole place. Jesus has become darkness, and the sun, the light is gone. But when he dies, when he gives up the ghost, it is light once again. Listen to what it says in Revelation 21, verses 22 through 27. And I saw no temple therein, talking about heaven. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. You have light, Jesus Christ, then you have life. Amen. Do you want to be like that little plant in my house and go towards light? Amen. Go towards light. Go to what Jesus Christ is. Understand that the Bible is demonstrating and showing to us that light is not just turning on a switch. Light is not just lighting a candle. Light in the Word of God signifies purity. It signifies right. It signifies good. It signifies holiness. And it signifies absolute truth. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And if you have the light, then you'll have life. 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light." And in him is no darkness at all. So if we see light as purity and right and good and holiness and absolute truth, then we know that darkness is a picture of evil. It is a picture of sin. It is a picture of disobedience against God. Let's turn to John chapter 1 again. Let's go back. Go to John chapter 1 again. I want you to see this. John chapter 1, and let's read again. Let's start in verse number 4. Verse number 4. John 1. And verse number 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all the men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Notice what it says. It is not by your strength, it is not by your power, it is not by your will, it is not by your body, it is not by your thinking, it is only by the power of God that you're saved. It is not by coming to church, it is not by baptism, it is not by doing good things, because your goodness will never come close to the goodness of God. God is light. God is light. And where there's light, there's life. Amen. Hallelujah for that. Jesus Christ is life. Let's turn and look at John 3. John chapter 3. Remember this. We all have come short. We all have faltered when it comes to being like God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Through the light we find life. When positioned beside Jesus, we fall very short of anything good. Don't put yourself up beside me. Don't put yourself near me, because you certainly would come out better than Russell Snoddy. But you put yourself up beside Jesus Christ, and you will fall woefully short. Amen? John chapter 3, famous verses here, verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That word begotten means born son. that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. They're made by God. God has done something in your life. I don't have to hide from reading my Bible. I don't have to hide from praying. I don't have to hide from doing good to somebody. I don't have to hide from tithing to the church. I don't have to hide from giving to missions. But I'll tell you one thing, if I do something sinful, you try to cover it up, don't you? Look at David. Look at what David did. David went and had this woman, Bathsheba, had her. And what did he try to do? He wanted to cover it up. But God saw him. Remember that. Brother Daniel read us a verse last week in Hebrews, says we're naked before the Lord. There is nothing that you have. You can't hide behind anything in front of God. God has said to us, you're already condemned. You've already been tried. You've already been, the verdict has come down. You're guilty. You're guilty. You're guilty. Understand this, though. He sent his Son because we're guilty. If you believe in the Son, you have the light, and that light produces life. Amen. Hallelujah. Men love evil, darkness, and dead things, or sinful rather than good, rather than God. However, Jesus has come as light to transform all of that. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Amen. We sing that song. We all have succumbed to the trap and trial of sin. We are condemned before a just and holy Lord. The light has come. Do not stay in sin that is leading to death, to hell's judgment. Come out of the darkness. Come out of sin and come to the light that is Jesus Christ. So you can have life. Light will make life possible in you for an eternity. Amen? It's not just here. Now let's be careful now. This is not just about some future event. This is not about praying to Jesus for heaven. This is praying to Jesus so you can have life. This is praying to Jesus so that you are no longer in the darkness of evil, that you are no longer in the darkness of sin, that you are no longer in the clutches of Satan and headed for hell. That is why you get saved, amen? You get saved because you want God and you want to be cleansed of sin, amen? That's why you get saved. Heaven is a benefit of salvation. Before there is life, there was darkness. Y'all know that? What's the memory verse y'all memorized today? Amen? Before life, there was light. The Bible is teaching us something in the very beginning of the Word of God. It says there was darkness upon, and there was void. It was empty. It says it was darkness upon the deep. I like the way they say it in Portuguese, abysmal. Amen? The abyss, darkness. Maybe you have felt like that in darkness. Maybe you felt like that in your sin, that you're in an abyss, and all you're doing is treading water, and you cannot get a breath. Let me say that there's light, and that will bring light. We know that when light entered into the world, once God had light, He also separated light from darkness. And when He separated light from darkness, then He began to create and move in a such a way with the earth and the world. And then He began to be able to bring life because it had light. Amen. Hallelujah for that. There is a plant that was in Cape Verde. There's some of them that are here. You've probably seen them. I can't remember the name of it. It's just called a moonflower is all I know. The heavy seed pods that are spiky, spikes all over them. Inside of them, you can shake it and you can hear the seeds in there rattling. And they're little black seeds. Well, in Cape Verde, these things grew all over the place. Blooms as big as my Bible. Big, gigantic white blooms. Do you know when they would open up and bloom? Not during the day, but at night. You know when they would open up at night? Not in the darkness of night. When the moon was shining at its fullest extent, those blooms would open up like that. They wouldn't open up in the day, but they opened at night. But I seen when it was cloudy, when clouds came over the moon and stopped the reflection of the moon, I seen those plants just close right on up. They still needed light, even though they were surrounded by darkness. I'm saying to you this morning, even as a believer, we've got to have the light of God. We've got to have the Word of God in us. We've got to have the light so that we can have life. Amen. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What is your life like now? Are you God's child? Have you repented, turned from sin, and asked Christ Jesus for forgiveness? What is your life in Christ? You living for Him? Are you living for Him? Are you living for this light to bring more life? Amen? Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and life abundantly. It is that we are to increase. It is to abound and continue to go in God. Amen? Everybody follow me so far? Separating yourself from darkness. Separating yourself from sin. Live because you have light. Amen? These are my points this morning, real quickly. Light brings life. And Jesus is life. Life with Jesus is better. Amen? Number one, it's better. Hallelujah. Life with Jesus is better. When I was lost, guess what I was? I was miserable. I thought I was happy. There were things that made me happy for a little time. But hallelujah, when I got saved, amen, that's when I got better. Amen, hallelujah. That's when I really had joy in my life. That's when I had the love of God flood my life. I'm talking about better than being condemned to hell. Better because of the Word of God. Better because of the people I'm surrounded by. Better, amen, because of the clean living that God has given me. There are things that God has taken out of my life and away from my life. He's taken drugs and alcohol. He's taken nicotine out of my life. He has washed me and cleansed me and made me a better person, amen, because of His light. It has brought me life and more abundantly. Better because of God down inside of me. Better because of my future of heading to a place called heaven. Better in my mind. Better, better, better in Jesus. Life with Jesus is better. Life with Jesus is blessed. It's joyous. It's happy. Blessed when somebody dies and you know they have Jesus Christ. It is blessed, amen, when somebody's in the hospital and you can call out to God and ask Him to do something. It is blessed when you have an opportunity to share with your family and your children the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a blessed time with family. It is a blessed time in prosperity, peace, and principles. It is blessed to be the child of the King and be called a king myself. Hallelujah. We are priests and kings, amen. I'm telling you, life with Jesus is better. Life with Jesus is blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. Oh, my goodness. How many of y'all know what a Uke truck is? Y'all want to, man, a Uke truck, ain't enough people in here to know what it is. Uke trucks are so big, they carry slabs of rock like this platform. Uke trucks are so big, I'm 6 foot, and I can't touch the top of their tires. When I was a kid, 10, 12 years old. Now, when I was 12 years old, I had an unbelievable growth spurt. I was like 5 foot tall when I was 12. We used to go swimming in the tracks of the ewes. They would leave such a ditch and such a trench. Rainwater would come in. I know it's disgusting, but it's what we did. And that water, the sun would shine on it. It was like a swimming pool to us because we was poor. We'd get down in there and we'd swim. Now, the only bad part of that was we'd turn blue because of the slate rock. Slate rock puts off blue dust. And we would come home and we'd all have this blue look to us. And my mom would say, she wouldn't let us in the shower. She said, wash yourself off on that hose. But I'm blessed, amen. I'm blessed so much you can't put it all in a uke. It won't carry all the blessings that have come upon me. Because I'm saved, because He is light and I have light. You understand what I'm saying? Life with Jesus is better. Life with Jesus is blessed. And life with Jesus is still building. Building. Light has come in and is giving me life. Life that is renewed day by day. Life that has given me words to live by. Building blocks for my future as a husband. Building blocks for my future as a child to my parents. Building blocks in my life that are for me as a father. Building blocks for me and my life for me as a shepherd. And they're building blocks for you in whatever category of life you're in. It is building. It is building a life for a town. It is building a life for a state. It is building a life for a country. It is building a life for the world to have an effect on it. Building the kingdom in the city of glory. Building for eternity something that will last. Matthew chapter number 6, and we're going to close right here. Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Let us look at verse number 19. Excuse me. Life with Jesus is better. Life with Jesus is blessed. Life with Jesus is building something that's going to last for an eternity. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Oh, this life, tattered and torn this life, full of hurt and strife, ragged and worn to a frazzle, gone are days of dazzle, the luster and shine depleted, this life of ours will not be repeated. It once sparkled and gleamed. Now it is passing as a muddy stream. I saw purity, goodness, light. Broken in darkness, I wanted to be right. Give me, O Lord, a new life, one without sin, an abundant life. Now I give in His glorification. He gave to me by light salvation. Let's stand for prayer. Lord, I praise You this morning. There is no life, Lord, without You. I'm so glad, Lord, and so thankful, Lord, that You met me, God, showed Yourself, revealed Yourself. The light shone upon my sin. God, I was afraid. But I'm so thankful that I bowed my knee to You, gave myself to You. Oh, God, I'm better. I'm blessed. Help me, Lord, with the building. Heads bowed and eyes closed this morning. Maybe you're here this morning.